still. There was a way around the high-water dilemma if the right men and materials were available.
Mistress?
Narayan asked again. Sorry, just wondering what I'm doing here. I have these moments. He took me literally. He started in on revenge and rebuilding the company.
I know, Narayan. It's just fatigue. Rest, then. You'll have to be at your best later.
Oh?
Those who want to know about their men are gathering already. Surely the news of our arrival has reached all the false priests and even the palace. Men will come to see how they can take advantage of you.
You're right. Ram returned with a half-dozen men and some maps. None were men who had come north with me. They were nervous. They showed me three sites they thought might suit my purpose. I dismissed one immediately. It had a hamlet there already. Neither of the others had much to recommend it either way, which meant I had to go look for myself. Something to kill time. I was getting as sarky as Croker in my old age. I thanked everybody and sent them away. A few minutes' rest would be useful. Like Narayan said, the siege would begin soon. We might have problems with men who could not wait to see their loved ones. I dragged my things into the quarters I had occupied last time, one small room I refused to share. I plopped on the cot. It had not changed while I was gone. Still a rock with a mask of linen. I'd just relax for a few minutes. Hours fled. I dreamed. I was confused when Narayan wakened me. He came while I was visiting the caverns of the ancients. The voice calling me was louder, clearer, more insistent, more pressed. I got hold of myself. What is it?
The crowds of relatives. I was having them visit the gate one by one, but they've started pushing and shoving. There must be 4,000 people out there and more arriving all the time.
It's dark. Why did you let me sleep?
You needed it. It's raining, too. That may be a blessing.
It'll keep some people home. But this would cost time, however we handled it. There's a public square where we paraded before we went south. I don't recall the name. Find out. Tell those people to assemble there. Tell the men to prepare for a short march in the weather. Tell Ram to ready my armor, but forget the helmet. There were 5,000 people in the square. I managed to intimidate them into keeping quiet. I faced them on my stallion, looking at a sea of lamps and lanterns and torches while the soldiers formed up behind me. I said,
"You have a right to know what happened to your loved ones, but the soldiers and I have a great work before us yet. If you cooperate, we'll handle this quickly. If you don't remain orderly, we'll never get it done."
My Taglian had improved dramatically. No one had trouble understanding me.
"When I point you out, name the man you want to know about in a clear, loud voice. If one of the soldiers knew him, he'll speak up. Go to that soldier. Talk quickly and quietly. If the news is bad, contain yourself. There are others who want news, too. They have to be able to hear."
I doubted it would go smoothly for long, but it was just a gesture meant to get me mentioned kindly outside the corridors of power. It worked well for longer than I expected, but Taglians are pliable people, used to doing what they're told. When disorder did develop, I just announced that we would leave if it did not stop. Some of my men were the objects of queries. I had Narayan moving through the formation. Those he knew were industrial.